All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here on this Wednesday night. I got a whole bunch of new stuff on the plate that I want to talk about today. Right before I got on, I heard you guys say that, you know, that I was coming on and maybe I'd talk about it if these guys wanted to stick around. What were you guys talking about anyways? Oh, maybe nobody's there.
Oh, well, no, I'm still here, Brian.
Oh, okay. What were you guys just talking about before I got on?
I was talking about the Federal Reserve's back deals to the tune of $600 trillion, putting us $600 trillion on top of the debt we are already in.
Unbelievable. I saw something about $8 trillion. $600 trillion?
$600 trillion.
When did you hear this? Today?
Yeah, I got a... Oh, wait, wow. I'm sorry. 16 trillion.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, man, 600 trillion all of a sudden. Holy crap!
Excuse me, 16 trillion.
Yeah, I heard the other day they were talking 8 trillion. Obviously, they've dug up some more. That's unbelievable. And well, we were told it was like 700 million in the beginning, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, 700 million, and now it was really more like 8 trillion. And to force it through, I believe they told one of the representatives that there was going to be martial law in America if they didn't sign the damn bailout.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm interested to see how bad I get messed with tonight, man.
Why?
Oh, last night? Dude, they were dropping my service on my phone.
Really?
So during my show.
Wow.
My kid has the same service as I do.
Yeah.
And my service is, I look at my phone, I'm in the middle of my show, I look at my phone, and I've gotten dropped, and it says, no service.
Wow, well,
I pick up my kid's phone, he still has service.
Well, you're going to like the first story I got tonight, because it has to do with that. So what happened when you got on?
So I got on his, and then it kicked me out of the switchboard. The host phone number. So I had to call back in on the caller number to keep going. And then after I did that, they shut down his service.
So they were listening. It wasn't just something that was set in there to block you, because a bot wouldn't be able to keep changing up like that.
Yeah.
Wow. And then that's something else.
It took me forever to get Skyped in. They kept blocking the Skype somehow or another. I just kept hitting it over and over and over until it went through.
That's crazy, man. The thing I was going to start off with tonight is, has something that kind of along those lines. Everybody out there that's listening, you guys know the story that came out a few months ago. You guys know about the iPhones tracking your location secretly. The same thing happened with the Android phone. And, you know, we knew a long time ago that the government built back doors into all these smartphones so they could track you and log you all the time. Well, now there's another story. I mean, it's something that's going on, and it's in all types of smartphones from all different carriers, from Sprint, Nextel, T-Mobile, Verizon, all types of phones. They are actually running you guys are going to love this. They're running keylogger programs secretly on your phone, and I've seen it in action. I watched a lengthy video on a couple of developers that kind of cracked the thing. I watched the video earlier today. And it's actually, every time you turn on your phone, you can even factory reset your phone right now, wipe out all the data, okay? And they have a thing, it's called Carrier IQ, and sometimes sometimes you're able to see that the app's on the phone if you know how to get in there the right way, but you still won't be able to shut it down. You can't disable it, you can't shut it down, you can't erase it. Even if you factory reset your phone, it's still in there. And I saw it in action. It's a key logger. It logs everything. It's logging when you hit the menu button on your phone, when you hit the back button, when you hit any keypad on your phone. It's being logged to a server, and they're keeping track of it. Every text message you write, even incoming text, right? If you're getting an incoming text, an outgoing text. If you're sending an outgoing text, and let's say you're sending it to your friend, okay? It's actually getting reported to this server and logged, and you can see it on the screen. Like, you know, if you're logged into their server, you can see it on the screen before your friend even gets the text message himself. That's how fast they're doing it. And it's on all types of phones. It's on the Google Nexus. It's on some of the droids. It's on the HTC Evo. It's on.
Yeah, but I don't have any of those.
Yeah, it's on a whole bunch of them. There's a whole bunch of
and
them.
And I've got Straight Talk. They're not even supposed to be able to know who I am.
That's unbelievable, man. And, you know, the other thing that this does is it leaves the phone open to all types of other attacks. And this is like the stuff that it leaves it open to, guys, it's kids play. I mean, I'm not a computer hacker, and it's stuff that I could probably figure out if I read into it for a week. And what you can do is you can get into people's phones through other backdoors that these programs leave open, and then you can do things like power down their phone, wipe their data. You can actually send text messages from their phone to other people. You could rack up charges because, as you know, there's text. You can text in things, and you can donate money, and you can sign up for service, all types of things that cost money by sending a certain text. But people could be doing that to your phone because of these programs. It's a big time security breach, and it was even reporting browsing history on websites that are supposed to be on a secure encrypted. You know, it's supposed to be encrypted, and it's supposed to be a secure connection, and it's absolutely bogus. Everything you do, everything you put in the Google search, every website you go to, everything you click on. If you guys don't know what a keylogger program is, what it is, typically on for a PC, is it's a program that costs, you know, anywhere from $30 to $50. It's not a lot of money. And what you do is if you install it on a computer, it quietly runs in the background. Okay. Now nobody can ever see it. If they go to like control, alt delete, or you know, any of those common things to bring up like a task manager or anything, it'll never show up. It's never in the program list. And what it does is you have a certain combination that you have to activate it. So you pick a certain couple words that nobody will ever press. So it's good to pick things that aren't even words, just a couple of random letters or whatever. And you know, it'll boot the program up. It's already running though. You set it so it runs all the time, and it'll take pictures of everything you do on the internet. So anything, if you set that up to say watch your kids and see what they're doing, it'll take pictures of every website they go to, every username and password they enter. It'll be logged, and there'll be a picture of it. Even when they scroll down on a page and go to the bottom of a page, you'll see another picture of the page because it's a different section of the page. It'll take a picture of that. It'll take a picture of everything they do, every message they send, even instant chat. When you're doing an instant chat and the window's open, even all of those messages that go back and forth, they're all recorded on a keylogger. And then what you can do is you can set it up so it actually emails to you. So you don't even have to get back into the computer that you set it on. And there's even ways to trick people. And you know, if somebody wasn't smart about it, you could literally send them a movie or a song, and you could attach this in there. And if they accepted it, it would just quietly install itself on their computer, and then you have the thing set up to report back to you by email, and boom, you're done. And then you see everything they ever do. Think about how dangerous that is. I mean, your bank statements, everything. People get in your bank account. They could know personal things about your relationships, all types of stuff. And, you know, everybody knows – I think everybody knows. Most people know, even people that aren't so-called awake, they know about the tracking. They know that, you know, even when your GPS settings are off, guys, even if you're not using navigation or none of that, and you don't use location on Google, Facebook, anything, the Android and the iPhones are tracking you, and we've known this. And what they're doing is they're marking your location like every 15 minutes, okay? Now, this is a big deal. This is a much bigger – this is a leap forward. I mean, this is a lot worse than just tracking your location. This does that too, but this tracks everything you do on your phone. Every key press you press, with the exception of the volume button, is being logged. Even when you go through your menus, everything. Everything you do is – every text message ever sent, this stuff's being logged and saved, and you're being spied on, guys. It's unbelievable. The police state, you know, these phones were built with these backdoors in them, so the government could easily get in there. And so this isn't a surprise to me at all, but I think people need to take notice of this, because this is a real invasion of privacy. I mean, some people will just brush off the whole location thing. Oh, I don't care, you know, whatever. I don't got nothing to hide, even though it's still wrong. I don't think people want other people being able to read everything they write on the internet, to see every action they make on your phone. Mike, what do you think about this? Not surprised, I'm sure.
I'm listening, but I muted.
I think they're cutting you out again.
Yeah, that went for another 2 hours.
I can't hear you at all. It's coming in and out.
Yeah, we're having that. I cleared the IP cache and all that.
All right, it seems to be clearing up a little bit. What do you think about this ridiculousness with keyloggers installed on cell phones? Millions of them.
Yeah. I really honestly think that puts that all together is the fact that this FEMA nationwide communications app for a 35 or 47, I think, uploading the program to link that stuff together.
Yeah, it's hard to understand you right now, but I think I caught most of it. Yeah, this is guys, for you guys out there that did just brush off the location thing, this is a big deal. You gotta be a little outraged about this, don't you? Think about all the personal things you've ever sent from your phone, whether it's a text message, whether it's a message you wrote on Facebook, whether it's a website you looked at, or a picture you took. Okay, a video you took, everything, guys. Everything is getting sent back to these servers. And, you know, these companies aren't even responding to it. They're not even getting back to these. It was a group of, like, computer science, you know, type people out of, where were they? Oh, I'll get the story and bring it back up, and I'll tell you guys after where they were from. But they've been working on it for a while, and they've tested a bunch of phones. It's on all of them, all across all different. It's not just one carrier or one type. I'm not saying it's on every cell phone, but it's on all different varieties of them. Okay, millions and millions of cell phones have these things. moving on from that, you know, there was some comments that came out of Mayor Bloomberg's mouth the other night that I'd like to talk about, and you know, I think it's kind of actually, he's actually kind of speaking the truth. Mayor Bloomberg, you know, he said he has his own army, talking about the New York Police Department. He was at a meeting at MIT, okay? And this is his quote right here. "I have my own army in the NYPD, which is the 7th biggest army in the world," said Bloomberg. "I have my own State Department, much to Foggy Bottom's annoyance. We have the United Nations in New York, and so we have an entry into the diplomatic world that Washington does not have." I don't know, this guy's a little full of himself here, but, I mean, it is kind of true. If you see the way that they act, I mean, they look like an army, don't they? They dress like an army. They treat citizens like, you know, I don't even want to say that because it's going to come out wrong, but they don't act like, you know, friendly police officers should. Okay, they don't at all, and they totally look like a military. They're dressed in all black. You wouldn't know they were police if it didn't say police in on their back or something. They don't have badges usually, so you know, they're quick to assault people, as you've seen in the recent protest, whether it's real or fake. Like I've told you 100 times, it doesn't matter. It's being done to condition you. Okay, we're not going to go down that whole road again, but you guys know that. All right, and this guy, you know, it really is an army. If you think about it, the NYPD is an army. I didn't know it was the 7th biggest army in the world. If he's really comparing it against other nations' armies, I guess that is pretty huge. I mean, it really is. New York, guys, okay, ever since this whole 9/11 thing went down, New York is the epicenter of the police state. I mean, it really is. I'm glad I don't live in New York. I don't live too far from there, but I live close to Boston, not New York. Not that, you know, I'm not saying, you know, we're better than you or any of that stuff, you know, none of that. I'm just saying New York is the epicenter of the police state. I bet you there's a whole bunch of flying over New York right now and everything. I mean, I know there are. You know what I mean? Whatever happened to the days where the policemen, you know, they talk to the people on a personal level? They would stop by places in the neighborhood. You knew them by their name. You know what I mean? They. It's like there's like a big divide right now. There's no connection between the community and the law enforcement. It's almost like complete enemies, and it's almost like it's being forced on you like that. Like they want you to be their complete enemy. They don't want you to have any more respect for them, and they certainly don't want to respect you. They want you to think it's the norm to be abused by the police. Do you know that, you know, where is this thing that I wanted to talk about? Oh, don't tell me I lost it already. You know, they have this Republican senator from New Hampshire, okay, Her name is Kelly Ayotte. And she wants to propose legislation now that will repeal the former legislation that made torture illegal. Okay? This has gone on, you know, this has gone way too far, man. Way too far. Where is everybody's morals nowadays? Seriously, where is everybody's morals? Why? And their reasoning is because they can't properly interrogate terror suspects. Will you stop it already with the terror suspects and the terrorism and all this bogusness? The only terrorism in the United States is the terrorism that they either cause or the terrorism that they tell you is happening that isn't even happening. That's the terrorism we have. I'm sick of, you know, we don't need to give up anything to be protected from terrorism. We need to keep all our rights that we've had. We need to keep the Constitution the way it is. We need to be protected, okay? They're talking about American citizens, too, just so you know. They're not talking about if we arrest some Saudi guy that comes over here and we suspected him blowing up something and we're going to torture him. Because I know a lot of you people would be on board with that. And that's not cool either. We were supposed to hold our head high and be held to a higher standard and have, you know, do you remember growing up? I remember growing up and we would talk down on other nations. And why? Because they torture people. Okay? Their government tortures people. Well, now we do. And just think about it, guys. You know? What information are they going to get out of these people when we're the ones pulling off the events? What are they going to possibly tell them? They're either going to tell them, A, I don't know nothing, or B, I work for you. You know what I mean? That's what's going to happen. So what's going to happen to these people? They're going to get tortured endlessly. We can't let them – no. No torture cannot be legal. How about we torture Kelly Ayotte right off the bat, huh? How would Kelly Ayotte like to get tortured? Unbelievable, man. You know, there's just some things that I know would never be accepted if they never pulled off that whole – charade 10 years ago. Never would this even be talked about in the United States from a senator's mouth. It would be career suicide to even bring it up. But now it's acceptable. Just like the police beating on you, it's acceptable. Just like all the warrantless wiretapping and spying and now keylogging your cell phone, it's become acceptable. Why? Because they're keeping you safe. From who? People made out of the CIA's Rolodex? Actors in a few movies? Who? Who are you keeping us safe from? The guys that you run? That we're supposed to hate because they killed 3,000 of us? But then we're supposed to back when they're in Libya? But now we're supposed to hate them again? Wherever you want to move them around the world and cause a revolt? I'm not stupid. I'm not buying that. You know, at some point they realized, you know, that we have too many freedoms. You know, they'll never be able to manage us with all the freedoms that we have, and they need to clamp down on it. And they devised this master plan that totally just changed everything and was able to push through every single agenda they ever wanted to push through, every single anti-constitution legislation they ever wanted to push through. Now, whether you know, no matter how you think it happened, okay, whether you agree with me or you think some other, you know, story or whatever you want to believe, whatever happened on 9/11. From it greatly, and at whose expense? At our expense, at our freedom's expense, at the expense of freedom around the world. Do you know that people in other countries have a lot of compassion for us? And they don't want us to lose our freedom. Do you know that? Because I know most of the people here don't give a crap about them in the other countries. For all you care, as long as you can get your tank of gas filled, I mean, we can just murder them, right? They're just from over there. Who cares? They're not people, right? That's how some people think. You know what needs to be done, guys? Hold on here. You know, there's so much that needs to be done, first of all. I mean, there really is. But one of the first things we need to do is repeal every piece of legislation that has come since 9/11 that has come in the name of protecting us from all the stuff they're trying to pass, like the Protect IP Act and just all this, the Patriot Act and anything like that. It's got to go, man. Let's get back to the America we used to be. We don't even need these drastic changes. We just need it back to the way it used to be, man. Let's get back to the way it used to be. Now we want to be in every war. We'll give you a tax break to move your company out of this country. Okay? We don't care about jobs. Are you kidding me? They don't care about your unemployment. If the unemployment went up 5%, but they all got $1 million richer, you know what I mean? That's what they would go with if it was in their control like that. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about you. All right? So stop trusting them. Start to be a little more aware of what's going on around you. You know, when you have thoughts going on in your head, right, and you're thinking, you know, this is wrong. This is messed up. This is so un-American. How can they do this? Why don't you tell somebody about it? Why don't you tell a few people about it? Write a few posts about it. Send a few emails. Because chances are, a few of your other friends or your peers, they're thinking the same way you are, and you guys are just scared to talk about it. Don't be afraid. What's up, Mike? Is that you?
Oh, no.
What'd you say? It was breaking up again.
Already.
Can I add something, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Go ahead.
First, this freak mushroom, and I'm giggling at you because, God, I hear the love in your heart. I really do. You sound like a New Yorker, my friend.
No, I'm from Boston, buddy, not New York.
But I'll tell you, the reason why the cops are the way they are, Brian, is because they're only hiring less than 100 IQ.
That's true, so, they are.
So if you think you're dealing with an idiot, you are dealing with an idiot. And it doesn't, they're not, as I said before on Justin's show, they're not about the law and the Constitution. They're about enforcing corporation code. And, you know, they're trained that we're our enemy. And I don't know if you saw us posted in the room, but the Fusion Center in Oklahoma has now listed the investigators for Oklahoma City bombing as terrorists.
Yeah, I heard about it. I didn't see you guys posting or whatever, but I did hear about that like yesterday or the day before.
And what we're dealing with, this last thing I'll say, what we're dealing with, Brian, is a mentality that, if you remember, when we were kids, they programmed us with a show called The Waltons. Weren't they a good, wholesome family? And now, those kids that grew up with The Waltons and John Boy and Grandma and Grandpa had no idea that Sam Walton was going to open Walmart. And that's who owns Walmart. Why do we love Walmart so much? Because we were programmed in the 70s to love the Waltons.
Yep. And yeah, I mean, that's what they do. And it's so easy to program everybody when they're so in tune to the TV and all the propaganda. I mean, you can flash anything in front of them and they'll buy it. The other thing about what you said with the IQ is true. They don't want to hire people over 100 IQ because those people are free-thinking people. Those are people that will know right from wrong. The other people, you know, below that spectrum are, you know, more likely to be smart enough to take orders, but not smart enough to disobey them and think on their own, right?
One of the things I did 2 weeks ago, Brian, is I called my local police station and I asked them, I said, if I'm not mistaken, all the schools have what's called a drug-free school zone around them. And the officer says yes. And I said, then why is the school nurse handing out pharmaceuticals like they're candy? And he replied, I don't know. And I said, you know what? You're the most beautiful cop we have on the force. You are a perfect officer. I don't know. God forbid you think for yourself.
Yeah, well, they most of them are clueless, and there are some really good ones. There are, but it's usually few and far between, and most of them are just brainwashed zombies like the rest of the public, and then you give them a badge, and then they think they got some special power over everybody, and the reason they hire the people with the low IQ, like I said, because if you hire, you know, say you hire 100 cops this year, All right, and they're all, you know, they have high IQs. You think that they're going to go and they're going to go pepper spray a bunch of people in a crowd? Or you think they're going to go and hit a bunch of protesters with batons when they're being peaceful? No. They're going to tell their bosses to go screw themselves. They're probably going to get together. They're going to go talk to the union. They're going to go talk to the mayor. They're going to do what they can to get their superiors maybe even, you know, thrown out or whatever. But when you get people that are just like, okay, boss, you know what I mean? Those are the people that are going to do it. And it's sad. It's because they don't realize that in the end, what do you think is going to happen to you? You think these elites are going to get your back and there's going to be a chair waiting for you in Denver or something? I mean, really? Do they really think that? Because they should be sticking up for us. They should be on our side, man. Really, we need them. Like, what are they doing? Why are they going against everything they were brought up to believe about the law? This whole thing with terrorism, they've basically taken our laws, our legal system, and taken a big dump on it. I mean, you can just detain people forever now and not even charge them. You can torture people. The FBI could come in my house right now if they wanted with no warrant. They can spy on my – I mean, it's appalling what America's become. All over a staged event.
And police are so proud they won't even give you their name anymore.
You know, I live in Massachusetts, and you know it's illegal here now to even videotape the police. And this is one of the few states where, you know how they say, oh, some places it's actually illegal? That's here. It's illegal in Massachusetts to videotape the police. So, like, if they were beating the shit out of me outside and my buddy pulled out a video camera, he'd be going to jail too.
Well,
that's unbelievable.
This is what I want to do, Brian, because I'm actually in Illinois and we have the same law here. I have a local Jewel supermarket down the road here, and right on the door it says no videotaping, no cameras. But when you walk in, you're greeted with three TVs that they're videotaping you.
Oh, yeah, of course. They can videotape you, but you just can't videotape them.
Well, this is what I want to do. I want to go in and I want to walk up to the manager service counter and I want to ask that an officer be called. And when the officer walks in, point out that, excuse me, you were just videotaped. Arrest the manager. And of course, they're going to make some BS story. Oh, it's okay for them to do it. You know? No, it's not. You know, if you're going to arrest me for videotaping you, this store should be arrested for videotaping you as well.
Yeah, it should. It's such a double standard with everything. I mean, it really is. I don't know, dude. If I was a cop, okay, I don't know, man. I wouldn't take those orders. I wouldn't. You know, I don't, you know, usually like to talk about anything in my personal life. But, you know, I hate crooked cops more than anything. But good ones, I have respect for them. And my father's a cop, okay? He's been a cop for like 25, 30 years, okay? I know that my father would never pepper spray a crowd of innocent protesters. So there are good ones out there, but they're so outnumbered by the ones that will just take orders and just be like, duh, you know what I mean? Or they have this little power trip when they first get their badge. That it's you're almost a minority when you want to speak out and do the right thing, even as a cop.
Well, this I think this puts it really into perspective. I always love when I see on TV where the cop pulls the kids over and they catch them with a little bit of marijuana, and they ask the kid, "Where'd you get the marijuana from?" And the kid says, "I don't know, a stranger." And the cop says, "Do you know how dangerous it is to buy drugs from somebody you don't know?" Well, sir, isn't it more dangerous to get in a car with somebody I don't know that has a cage and a gun?
Yeah, it really is. That's the other thing that pisses me off. Do you know about this new gun ban? Have you heard about it?
Not sure.
Okay, well, how about this? A few weeks ago, during the Sunday night football, and I learned this from actually being on Michael's show, you know, Obama passed a new rule that anybody that has a medical marijuana license in this country cannot own a firearm now. Flat out, that's it. New rule. We take away your Second Amendment. See you later. Imagine that. And what does that have to do? What does the one have to do with the other? Absolutely nothing. If you smoke some marijuana, are you going to go out and shoot people? No.
Wouldn't that be good news? Because that means Cheney can't own a gun.
No, because see, Cheney's still gonna own a gun if he wants to own a gun. You know that.
Brian,
you know, I have to do that because you know there's a lot of people that don't smoke marijuana. So what that does is that singles them out in their mind. And these people are like, oh yeah, go ahead, take their guns. But what they're gonna do is the same thing they always do. They'll come for the next group next, and the next group, and eventually it'll be your group, and then there'll be nobody left to fight for you because you didn't stick up for the people in the beginning.
You know, ever since Cheney left office, Brian, I've asked him constantly to go quail hunting with me. I've even offered to apologize beforehand, but I just don't get any reply.
You talking about Darth Vader?
I want to go quail hunting with Cheney.
Yeah, but, I'd like to put him 6 feet deep somewhere.
And I just got to watch Eyes Wide Shut for the first time, and I love when Tom Cruise goes out to the house on Long Island, and this Rolls Royce comes down the road, and out comes this white hair with glasses guy, and I'm like, it's Dick Cheney.
I can't say I've seen that one. There is a story that did give me a little bit of a smile when it comes to law enforcement that I was going to touch on tonight, guys, and that's there's this county sheriff, all right. His name's Pat J. Sullivan, okay? And he got arrested for actually selling meth for sex. Get this. Not only was he selling meth for sex. Now, is he retired? Oh, no, I think he's still the sheriff. Well, he might be retired by a couple of years.
He's retired.
He did retire a couple of years ago. And he actually traded meth for sex with men, and he's being held right now in the Pat J. Sullivan Detention Center. The jail's named after him because he was, this outstanding cop for 30, 45 years or whatever it was, and now he's actually being held in the jail that's named after him. So Patrick J. Sullivan Jr. is being held in the Patrick J. Sullivan Jr. Detention Center in Aurora. Now, is that Illinois or is that Colorado, or do you know? Because you're from Chicago, you said, right?
Arizona.
Oh, it's in Arizona?
Yeah, he was an Arapaho sheriff. And he got arrested in Las Vegas, but they're shipping him back down to his own personal.
Yeah, he actually got caught on camera in a bedroom, guys, making this deal. And first of all, who sniffing meth is just, that's about the worst thing you can do. Then, not only is this old man trading it for sex, he's trading it for sex with men. What is going on with all these dirty old men and their sick, perverted habits, man? I mean, serious. I don't know, man.
Didn't you see the Pope said that child pedophilia was the norm?
Yeah, I know. I did a whole show on it, buddy. Absolutely, I've seen it. And the reason they do that is they're trying to condition you to accept it. And that's why, they really want you to accept that. And that's why the jail sentences on it are so low. You could sell weed, which, like we were just talking about, isn't killing anybody. And you could go do five times the jail sentence of what somebody that rapes a little kid does. I mean, how does that make any sense? Seriously, how does it make any sense? It doesn't. You can't even think about it because it doesn't make any sense. It's absolutely absurd. You rape a kid, that should be just one notch underneath murder. I'm sorry. How is it not? How is that not like an automatic 10 years when you rape a kid? Like, seriously, how do people get out in 2 years after destroying a kid's life? That does more than mess them up sexually and stuff. Guys, that makes it – that kid's never going to – some of them can recover, but a lot of them, they won't be able to hang out in crowds of people. They won't be able to play any sports because they won't want to be on the team. They won't want to be around the coach. They won't want to be around the other kids. They're going to be shy. They'll probably turn to drugs and alcohol. A whole bunch of bad stuff can happen from that. And God bless the ones that do recover. And I feel so awful for the ones that don't. And these guys get off with like 2 year jail sentences, dude. That's why they get. You wonder why diddlers get killed in jail? That's why, because everybody knows that those guys should be in there way longer than everybody else, and they rape kids. How can that behavior be condoned? And I think it. One of my reasons I think it's condoned is because it's condoned at the top from the Vatican, from the church, and the Vatican's still got a hand in everything. And including, laws that get made in this country. I really do believe that. And, that's why the laws for pedophilia aren't that harsh. And they want you to accept it. And that's why the Pope comes out. How can anybody that's this, real into religion, Catholic person, go to church every week, talk about religion, know different things from the Bible, blah, 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 blah. How can you twist that comment around and sugarcoat it and make it look like this guy's not a total pervert and a sicko?
Well, let's put it back into perspective again, Brian. We had another officer who got arrested for molesting his step 6-year-old daughter, molested her for over 16 years. They wanted to put him in jail for over 20 years, but the judge suspended the sentence. He's on 2 years probation. He's got to register as a sex offender. So let's put it into perspective that at least he's next. He'll probably be working for TSA.
Oh yeah, he probably will be. That'd be a dream job for them, wouldn't it? I mean, there's probably so many applications from child molesters that on TSA's desk that they don't even know what to do with it. They've gotten caught, and I know you probably know this, but people out there listening, they've gotten caught saving the kids' images and sharing them and having thousands of X-rayed naked kids' images on their computers. That's illegal. That's child porn. But the TSA gets away with it because, they're the TSA. The airports, if they want, they should be able to hire their own security. You shouldn't have to have the TSA in there if you don't want it.
And look what happened in Texas. If you want to spot the terrorists, they're so easy to see because Texas wanted to get rid of TSA and hire their own, and the feds threatened a no-fly zone on them.
Yeah, exactly.
A threat. Hello, threat. Exactly. Only terrorists do threats.
Yeah, and who are they to if they want to get the TSA out and they're going to secure their own airport? I mean, it's not like the TSA, besides the groping and the X-ray scanners, all right? Let's throw all that out for a second. They're not even good at what they do. I mean, they're not even effective. People slip things through all the time. Every time they have these tests at the airport, tons of stuff gets through. So they, just on that grounds, they could say, these people are ineffective. Let's get them out of here and we'll get our own security in here. And it's just like if you're a regular customer of theirs and they know you and you're through there all the time, well, then they can let you go right through. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on and the BS we have to deal with at the airport all over nothing, guys.
But the reality is, Brian, that the illegal immigrants are the ones that are walking right through security and putting the baggages on the planes, and they're not even being searched or checked.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that, but yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you've seen what's happened with the people that have the bags full of urine and stuff, and the TSA's like popped it and made these people get pissed all over themselves. I mean, come on, guys. They've done this to like 96-year-old grandmothers.
But you know what I like is the memory hole, Brian. Whatever happened to that poor lady that was stranded at, McLaren Airport in Las Vegas that was in her, remember, she stripped down to her underwear in the wheelchair with the dog, and they wouldn't let her fly, so she was going to sleep there overnight, and she had no way to leave. And it they magically brought this into the news, and down the memory hole it went. But one thing I didn't bring up on Justin's show that I want to bring up that's important is, did you see that the Norway bomber claimed insanity, so now we won't get to hear anything about?
Oh, of course. Of course he did. And that's because that whole thing is bogus. That whole thing is bogus. I mean, that's just another, that's like another underwear bomber type thing, you know?
Well, I mean, people aren't realizing the memory hole. And one thing I came across the other day is, I don't know if you've heard the new 4G commercial, but they sing Walking in a Winter Wonderland. And I had my TV down kind of low, and I heard Walking in a Winter Orgy Land. And I posted it, and three other people said, you know what, that's exactly what I heard. Yeah, 4G, orgy, you know, it's you know, your brain's picking it up, but your brain's not picking it up.
Yeah. Oh, boy. What else did I have tonight? Okay, guys, I got another story I did want to talk about real quick. Shows a sign of the times, how the times are changing. There's schools in Philadelphia. And I'm sure it's going to go other places now. They actually having class now for the kids, teaching them internet etiquette. There's internet etiquette classes to teach people how to behave online. I don't know. I mean, some of it could be good teaching them, you know, not to deal with strangers and stuff. But, I mean, really, you're going to waste the whole class on internet etiquette? I mean, can you teach our kids anything when they're in school? I mean, really. I think the only thing you learn in school is math. I mean, everything else is a total lie. like I said, I still want to do it. I'm going to look around on Amazon tonight, I think. I want to get, like, an 8th grade history book. I really do. I think that would make a great show for, like, a week. We could just go through there, and we could just talk about it. Like, I could tell you, you know, what we're told history is, and we could all get a good laugh out of it, and, and then tell people the real story. I think that would be something fun to do. What do you think about that? I think that's a great idea. Oh, I think we lost our caller. Oh, well. Truth what?
Hey, Brian. Yeah? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Recall me what you were saying.
Jesus, what the hell was I saying? Oh, I was saying, you know what I was saying? I was talking about the school, and I was talking about them getting taught the internet etiquette and saying, you know, can they really teach them anything in school and how everything's a lie, and the only real thing you probably learn in school is mathematics. But I was saying, I think I want to go on Amazon tonight and look for an 8th grade history book, and I want to bring that on the air, and like every night we'll go over a different big thing in history, and I'll read what, you know, what supposedly happened, and we'll all get a good laugh out of it, I think, because every single story in there is going to be complete propaganda, and I'm curious to see what's in there, because back in the day, I mean, some things already come to mind, obviously, that you know are lies now that you were told in school, but there's probably a whole bunch of stuff that, you know, I'm totally forgetting about, and I want to go back through the books, and I just want to read, and because I have a kid that just started high school, I'd like to see what they're teaching him so I can, you know, re-educate him on a couple of the things. I told him that. They tell him, you know, I didn't tell him that everything he's learned in school is a lie because I want him to go there and try. But, I told him that, you know, when your teacher says something to you and it just doesn't sound right, it sounds totally outrageous to you, you know, tell me. Well, let's talk about it. You know, tell me what they said, and, you know, I'll tell you what the real deal is.
Well, do you remember a few years back where I think it was an 8th grade kid, he was asking his history teacher about the New World Order, and they said, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, and then he opens up his history book, in chapter 13, it says a New World Order. Did you hear about that one?
No, I didn't hear about that one. When was this?
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. It's a kid in Texas. Alex has been hosting the kid. He's the one, if you remember, they whited out his shirt when he went for his high school picture. They whited out the 9/11 was an inside job. And he Yeah, but then he went back into school and he was in history class and he asked the teacher about the New World Order and the teacher says, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. And he went home and opened up the very history book he's learning from and chapter 16 talks about the New World Order and that's the title of the chapter is the New World Order.
That's crazy. That's what I mean. I want to get a history book. I really am. When I get off tonight, I'm going to look through there, and I want to get it. Just because I want to tell people, because that's good even for, you know, guys, I know what high school's like. A lot of you guys might have learned some stuff, but a lot of you guys probably were like me and didn't really learn too much in high school, okay? You know, I think it'd be educational for a lot of us if I grabbed an 8th grade history book and went through the history, and then we kind of, you know, took a call or two and told everybody what the real story was after I read the fake one on the air. I think that might be some fun. I'm really going to do that. I was talking about that a while ago, but I'm really going to do that.
Yeah, start with the Boston Tea Party.
Perfect. Perfect. I will, yeah. Michael, because that's something I don't really know much about at all, so I will.
Well, let me explain it to you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
You've heard me talk about that before, haven't
yep.
you, Brian?
No, I have. I have, yep. I'm saying I didn't know much about it before. Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Let's see if my story matches up with Mike's story. Logistically, it makes no sense for a king to send 3,000 soldiers across the ocean to fight a war that they have no land on. So it's a lot easier to have George Washington's men dressed up as redcoats go out and terrorize the people to make them think that they're being attacked. Because logistically and monetarily, that's the easier route rather than, I mean, because what's going to happen? They're going to back up farther into the ocean when you fire upon them? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Is that what, along the lines, Mike?
No, what I was talking about was the
Wow. Are you able to make him out? I can't hear him.
Yeah, Mike, you're cutting in and out still. I wish I could hear what you're saying.
It's really bad. bitch. Guys, Mike's having an issue tonight. We apologize. He's being censored by the government, it seems, and it started last night. They were shutting down his server. They were booting him off Skype. He tried calling in on another line. He was getting booted out again. Tonight, he's just, you know, obviously you guys can't hear him either. I don't know what's going on with him. Jesus, Mike. Brutal, man. Brutal. I don't know. We're going to have to talk about this. We got to figure this out for you. I don't know, man. We're going to have a meeting of the minds. Something. I don't know. Brutal. Well, you know what? I want to thank Carla. What's your name again, buddy, that's been helping me out here tonight?
I go by Freak Mushroom.
Freak Mushroom. I got 5 minutes left on the show. Is there anything else you wanted to, you know, on your chest? Anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here tonight?
Well, the only thing I want people to know is that we need to stop playing the tags game. We don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Catholic, Protestant, black, white. It all begins with being a human being and starting with the heart and loving each other. And as far as I know, if my neighbor is secure, I'm secure. But if your neighbor's not secure, you're not secure, my friend. And don't be afraid to run your mouth, because God created the universe with his mouth. Jericho brought down the walls with his mouth. This is the most powerful weapon you have. And you know, hiding your kids from the lies is not protecting them. Teach the kids, because the kids are the change. And that's where the change is going to start. And it's going to make a big dent in the world. That's all I can say.
Very good point. Now, I noticed we got somebody else that jumped in. Is that a caller do we have?
Brian, it's me, baby.
Oh, okay. What's up, Michael?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, we can. It is better now. It is.
Good, good.
Now that we can hear you, what do you got?
What I was trying to say about the Boston Tea Party. The Boston Tea Party, we were always told that the king raised the taxes on the tea. Well, what really happened was he lowered them, and that pissed off the guys that were smuggling the tea from China along with opium. And that's what they were funding their opium trade with, was the tea that they were selling. The profits from that at a lower cost than the king's tea was what was funding their trips over to China to get the get opium along with the tea. So then the king lowers the taxes on the tea to be competitive with the smuggler's tea. That ticks them off, and then that's when they go out there and start throwing tea off the boats into the Atlantic there, Boston Harbor.
Yeah, and you're not going to find any of that in the history books, folks.
Oh, it's out there. It's just got
absolutely. All right, guys. Yeah, thanks a lot again for helping out. You know, thanks again, Truth War. Michael, why don't you tell everybody when you're on?
I am on in 1 hour on Blog Talk Radio on America, Here's Your Wake-Up Call. And tonight I'm really honestly thinking about having a show where everybody can call in and give me your favorite CIA bash, since they're all listening.
Nice. Sounds like a good topic for the show. Michael's on Blog Talk Radio, guys, and he simulcasts on our network sometimes, too, and he helps out on a lot of the shows, and sometimes we're over there on his show. You guys, obviously, you know, you can catch me at 10 p.m. I'll be back again tomorrow at the same time. Thanks again to Truth War. Thanks again to Mushroom. And that's pretty much all for tonight, guys. I'm out.